I would like to introduce a simple design of a small inverter for a three-phase motor with a power of about 400 watts. View of the inverter in the photos below. The inverter is powered from one phase with alternating voltage 230 V. The output gives a three-phase voltage 3 times 230 V. The inverter schematic, software, PCB design are in the attachments. I think most of the readers who will be interested in this post know how the inverter works and what it is for. The reason why I built the inverter was the price of the main control element FNA41560, which on AliExpress is about 8 PLN. However, as it turned out later, the cost of the remaining elements was about PLN 200 PLN. The most expensive components are capacitors and a choke. So it's worth considering before you start building an inverter, because you can probably buy a ready-made one at this price. There is a PFC system at the inverter input, which ensures that the current drawn from the grid is not distorted and is in phase with the voltage. However, the degree of deformation depends on the load, as shown in the pictures below. The voltage on the filter capacitors is approximately 430 V without load and drops to 400 V when the PFC is loaded. In the inverter, the transistors commutate at a frequency of 5 kHz, because for this frequency, the FNA41560 has been optimized. The dead times for transistors are about 1.2 milliseconds, as in the pictures. The inverter has high temperature protection set at 105 degrees Celsius, 5% short circuit, and high voltage on 460 volt filtering capacitors. Cycle by cycle mode, i.e., it automatically resets at the end of each PWM cycle, acts as a current limitation. This can be changed in the P1 FLTA-CON microcontroller register to the latch mode. In the latch mode, the PWM generators turn off and stop until the marker is deleted. The frequency is regulated by a multi-turn potentiometer with a resolution of 0.1 Hz. Adjustable frequency range from 1 Hz to 80 Hz. The useful range starts at 5 Hz. The VSM, space vector modulation algorithm, was used to generate the output waveform, which allows the maximum use of DC voltage supplied to the FNA41560 module. More details on this type of control can be found, for example, on the microchip page. The differences in the shapes of the waveforms generated by SPWM and SVM are shown in the figures below. In the case of SPWM, the maximum phase-to-phase voltage at the inverter output can be at most 3 over 2 times UDC. In the case of SVM, is UDC, if losses in transistors are neglected. In fact, the SVM method gives about 15% higher output voltage compared to the sine PWM method. It should be remembered that the power supply of the system is not isolated from the mains, and special care should be taken during commissioning and use. The mass of the system in relation to the ground is potentially life-threatening. However, if someone would like to build and run an inverter, below, I am giving some helpful tips and attaching videos from commissioning. The sounds that can be heard are not generated by friction of the bearings or the ventilator. I do not know how they arise. I can only confirm that the motor connected to a three-phase sinusoidal source does not generate them. MUVI FDF5AB281, FDF5AB281. In the second video, between the inverter and the motor, I turned on the LC filter, 3 times L equals 1.5 millihertz, and 3 times C equals 0.68 U-fera, which in my opinion, made the sounds a bit quieter. MUVI FDF5AB281. The assembly suggests soldering and then starting the PFC part. Soldering the MC33262 integrated circuit, rectifier bridge, diode D11, Q1 transistor, and choke. Filtering capacitors C17 and C22, to which you need to solder 470 kHz resistors to each one as in the picture. Winding 3 turns should be wound on the choke, which will power the MC33262 integrated circuit. I used a cable from a computer network cable, so-called path cord, for winding it. The end and beginning of the windings are important and should be connected as in the application note. I used an inductance meter to determine the start and end of the windings. I connected the wound winding to the